It's time now on WNCW for this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. My name is Paul Foster. Our guest this week is Flory Pate of Dig Local and of Food Connection. Flory is the co-founder of Dig Local, the executive director of Food Connection. We're delighted to have her back on WNCW.
Good morning, Paul. It's great to be here.
As we enter the month of February, there's a special event that Food Connection is going to be having, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a short while. But let's start by letting you give a recap of what is Dig Local and what you folks do to serve the community.
Dig Local is also known as Asheville's app, and we are a free app and website that showcases the best of independently owned businesses, artists, musicians in the Asheville area.
Go back to the beginning, when this started and why you felt there was a need.
My husband and I created the Dig Local app exactly 2 years ago, and we just found it to be something that we would like to use as we were traveling to new places, just to kind of find what's cool and eclectic, the one-of-a-kind places that make a city like nowhere else on the planet. So we developed this app and launched it actually exactly 2 years ago. It just makes it really easy to navigate and find those wonderful businesses that make Asheville the city that it is.
And we'll come back to Dig Local and talk a little bit more, but to bring up Food Connection, it's a separate thing, of course. Explain its purpose.
It kind of came out of Dig Local. I had a meeting with Mary Evans from Pax Tavern, and it was just kind of a check-in about Dig Local. And she just kind of voiced the concern that they have the Century Room where they have private parties, and oftentimes at the end of the evening, there's surplus food that gets thrown away because they're not really sure what to do with it. Mary posed the question to me and said, is there anything that the Dig Local can do to help with this? We got busy brainstorming. I contacted Buzz Durham from Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church and my friend Woody McKee, who owns Asheville Taxi, and we sat down and decided what we could do is maybe create a super simple texting system where when someone has surplus food at the end of an evening, they can send us a text. We can send Asheville Taxi within 20 minutes to pick up the food that's packed and labeled and take it to local shelters to people who serve people in need.
Food Connection is just a wonderful idea. And I know when you first talked about it and brought it up here in the past, it really just resonated with so many individuals, even a number of people that called the station and were asking questions. That brings us to early 2016. What has happened with Food Connection, the response?
Honestly, Paul, it's been mind-blowing. I never imagined in my wildest dreams that it would grow like it has, but you're right. People care about this issue. We actually will only pick up food that's portions for 18 people or more just to justify the cost of the cab rides, but there are businesses all over Asheville that still want to help and get involved. Places like Blue Dream Curry House, Urban Orchard Cidery, Poor Tap Room, they've hosted events and donated proceeds. We reached out to Thermo Fisher Scientific because one of our recipients of the food really needed a commercial refrigerator to store the food. And within 2 weeks, they donated a $6,000 refrigerator. It's just amazing how many people have rallied around this cause. And the most exciting development, I would say, since we last spoke about this was a partnership developed with UNC Asheville. They contacted us last spring, and we sat down with them, and they voiced the concern that they're composting about 80 to 100 pounds of surplus freshly prepared meals every day. So we said we could definitely step in and help with that. We identified about 8 recipients, some as far away as Madison County, talked to the recipients, tried to figure out how we could coordinate all of this, and now currently we are picking up that food almost every day. They have it ready for us, packed and labeled. And, Paul, it's amazing. Things like roasted vegetables, rosemary grilled chicken, crab cake, kale salad, lots of whole grains and fresh vegetables. And all of this that was getting composted is now filling the bellies of people in need in Western North Carolina.
And you just said it right there, filling a need. They would be glad to get a meal, period, but to get a meal of that quality, that is some kind of special news. And Flory, when you're talking about everything that's been going on with the Food Connection over the months, if we go back some 14 months, I know there's some great news you can share.
Yes, Paul. We estimate that in our first 14 months, we have rescued and delivered more than 14,000 freshly prepared surplus meals, and we expect to far exceed that number this year.
This is the Friday feature interview of the week from WNCW. Our guest is Flory Pate, Executive Director of Food Connection, also the co-founder of Dig Local. You folks have got a special benefit concert coming up on Saturday, February the 27th. Give us the details of where it'll be and who will be participating.
Okay, Paul, you'll probably recognize a lot of these names from Studio B performers. The concert's going to be held at the Gray Eagle on February the 27th, which is a Saturday night. It's going to start early, so start at 6 and probably go on till 11. This is a family-friendly event, all ages. And the lineup is absolutely amazing. All of these bands have agreed to come out and just play for the cause. And 100% of the proceeds from ticket sales will go straight to Food Connection. We've got lots of musical genres represented. Asheville's most famous busker, Abby the Spoon Lady, will be there. We'll have bluegrass and folk music by the Bread and Butter Band, the Wilhelm Brothers, the Paper Crowns. We'll have an eclectic mix of sounds by Junior James and the Late Guitar. Stephanie Sid will be making an appearance, and there will also be rock by Red Honey and Posh Hammer, funk and soul by Lyric, and Doss Church, DeBrissa and the Bear King, and Juan Holiday from the Secret B-Sides will be there. I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. It's quite a lineup, and we're predicting a sellout for sure.
That was a mouthful. What an amazing lineup. There's not big contracts or checks. These are actually artists that are stepping up to do this. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, Paul. That is exactly right. They're all playing a short set, but they did not hesitate when we sent out our warrior cry that we needed some help with this show. And we are promoting all of these bands on the Dig Local app and website. And Dig Local is featuring their music in the recharge station at Asheville Regional Airport. They were very willing to help out with this, and we're so grateful.
And if someone is interested in Dig Local, how could they find out more?
They can go to our website, and you can send an email straight to us, and that is diglocal.com, and we will be happy to talk to you about Dig Local. Also, at this event, we have some amazing prizes.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest on the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Good to have you back, Flory Pate. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, Paul. Really appreciate it.
We also offer podcasts of our WNCW Friday Features of the Week. Just go to WNCW.org.